Today we're making an old school DNB Hoover stab in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple: pressure. Not just a rave sound on its own, but a stab that can slam into a drum and bass groove, answer the snare, and add that dark warehouse energy without stepping on the kick or the sob. A live people make Hoovers that sound huge in solo, but fall apart in the mix. So throughout this lesson, keep asking one question. Does this work in the groove? Because in DNB, the best stabs behave like rhythmic accents, not like sustained lead lines. Let's start with the project tempo. Set your session to around 174 BPM. Anything in that 172 to 176 range is fine, but 174 is a great middle ground for this sound. Before you design the stab, get some drums playing. Even a simple reference loop is enough. You want a kick and snare pattern, and ideally a chopped break or some ghost notes, because the stab needs to be built against rhythm, not in isolation. Now create a MIDI track and load up Waveedable. This is a great stock device for this job, because it gives us a strong saw core, easy unison, and enough movement to get that classic Hoover attitude without needing anything external. Start from a simple saw-based patch. If you've got an init sound, perfect. If not, just reset whatever you're using so it's clean. Set oscillator 1 to saw, and oscillator 2 to saw as well. Then turn on unison, somewhere around 4 to 7 voices. Bring in a little detune, maybe around 10 to 20%, and keep the width moderate to wide, but don't max it out yet. The character of a Hoover comes from thickness, detune, and motion. You're not trying to create a weird sound design monster here. You're building a stacked, aggressive chord engine that can cut through a DNB mix. If your starting patch has a sub-oscillator, either leave it off or keep it very subtle for now. The low end is going to belong to the kick and bass. For the wave-eatable position, stay in a bright saw or super saw area. You want a strong harmonic column, not something overly exotic. Old-school pressure comes more from the processing and the rhythm than from a fancy source waveform. Now shape the envelope so it hits like a stab, not a pad. Go to the amp envelope and set the attack very short, around 0 to 8 milliseconds. Set the decay somewhere around 120 to 280 milliseconds. Keep sustain low, maybe 0 to 20%, and set release around 60 to 180 milliseconds. That gives you a short, rude hit with enough tail to feel musical. If it sounds too much like a synth chord, shorten the decay and release. If it feels too clicky or disconnected from the drums, lengthen the release a little so it glues into the room. In a 174 BPM track, this kind of envelope keeps the stab punchy without masking the snare transient. Next, let's add some movement. Drop an auto filter after waveedable. You can go low pass if you want a darker, more modern pressure, or band pass if you want more of that classic rave honk. Start with the cutoff somewhere in the middle and bring in some resonance, maybe 10 to 30%. If you're aiming for old school rave energy, band pass with a little resonance can really focus the mid-range and give you that vocal, shouting quality. If you want it darker and more menacing, a low pass with resonance is usually the better move. Add a small amount of modulation too, either with an envelope or LFO in waveedable. Keep the depth shallow, around 5 to 15%. We're not making a wobble. We're making the stab breathe a little on each hit. Now let's rough it up. Add saturator after the synth. This is where the Hoover starts turning into a proper club weapon. Try 2 to 7 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and watch the output level so you don't accidentally fool yourself with loudness. If you want a dirtier warehouse tone, push the drive a bit harder and then pull the output back down. If you want a cleaner roller-style stab, keep the drive more modest, and use the saturation more like thickness than destruction. After that, if the stab feels too spiky, add glue compressor or a standard compressor. A ratio of 2 to 4 to 1 is a good starting point. Set the attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the front edge gets through, and keep the release on auto or somewhere around 60 to 120 milliseconds. You only want a few dB of gain reduction. The idea is to turn the stab into a controlled block of energy, not flatten it into a splat. Now comes the part that really makes it work in DNB, placement. Program the MIDI around the drums, not on top of them. A lot of groove comes from where you don't play. Try hitting the stab on the offbeat after the snare, or right after the 2 and 4 snare hits. You can also do a call and response idea. Two hits in one bar, one hit in the next, then a gap. Or, if you're going for jungle energy, cluster a few tighter stabs over a chopped break pattern. Keep the chord voicing simple at first. One chord, then maybe a second inversion on the next hit, then a rest. That's often all you need. A single, well-placed stab can feel bigger than a whole chord sequence if it's answering the drums properly. Think in phrases, not just hits. One strong stab every bar or every two bars can feel massive if the space around it is doing the work. Now let's make it mix safe. Add EQ 8 after the compression. High pass the stab somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on how dense the track is. If it's harsh, make a small cut around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it needs more bite, you can gently boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. If it sounds boxy, reduce some 250 to 500 Hz. Then use utility to manage the stereo image. Keep the low mid core centered, and if the patch feels too wide, bring the width down to around 70 to 90%. Always check it in mono too. In DNB, this is huge. If your Hoover is too wide or too low, it can smear the whole drop and fight the bass line. You want energy in the mids and highs, while the bottom stays clean and controlled. Now let's add space the smart way. Instead of baking reverb and delay into the patch, create return tracks. One return can hold echo, and another can hold reverb. For echo, try a time setting like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16 depending on the groove. Keep feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter the repeats so they don't clutter the low mids. A little modulation is fine, but keep it tight. For reverb, keep the decay fairly short, maybe 0.8 to 2 seconds, with a pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Cut the lows aggressively and keep the highs a bit darker. The key is control. In old-school DNB, even a short room can make a Hoover feel huge. In darker modern tracks, a drier stab with occasional automated sends often hits harder than having the whole sound washed out all the time. A really useful trick is to automate a delay send on the last stab before a transition. That one move can make the bar open up without muddying the whole drop. Little detail, big payoff. Once the synth version feels good, resample it. This is a very DNB move, because it turns your patch into something you can chop and edit like audio. Create an audio track, set it to resample or take input from the stab track, and record a few bars with single hits, double hits, and a couple of longer tails. Then slice or drag those bits into simpler or straight into the arrangement. You can make short fills, reverse tails, and one-shot accents for roll-ups. Resampling helps the stab feel less like a preset and more like a production tool. That's the difference between a sound demo and a record. Now think like an arranger. Don't just loop the stab forever. Give sections different personalities. In the intro, tease it with filtering or a low level. Before the drop, open the filter or let a delay repeat build up. In the first drop, keep the stab sparse and punchy. Then maybe pull them out for 4 to 8 bars so the ear gets a reset. After that, bring in a harder version for the next section. That contrast is what gives the stab impact. If you introduce it too early and too often, the listener stops noticing it. Old school rave pressure often comes from anticipation and release. Let the ear miss the sound for a moment, and when it returns, it hits harder. Here are a few coach level checks to keep in mind. First, test it against the snare. If the stab steals the snare's impact, shorten it or move it a little later in the bar. Second, use velocity or clip automation so repeated hits don't feel robotic. A couple of small volume differences can make the groove feel human. Third, keep a dry version and an effects version if you can. The dry core gives punch, and the wet layer gives drama. If you want to push it further, try making two versions and blending them. One cleaner, brighter, and more centered, and another dirtier, more filtered, and more resonant. That dual-layer approach can take you from neon rave energy to warehouse menace really quickly. You can also try a tiny pitch rise or fall at the start of the note for a little extra attitude. Keep it subtle. It should feel like a punch, not a gimmick. Another nice variation is to make one version for offbeat stabs, one for darker after snare responses, and one for transitions. Same chord, different envelope. Processing and placement. That's a great way to build a little Hoover toolbox inside your project. So to recap, start with the tune saws in Wavitable, shape them with a short amp envelope, add filter movement, saturate them so they bite, and then carve the EQ so they live in the right part of the spectrum. Keep the low end out, keep the width under control, and most importantly, place the stab with the drum so it feels alive. In DNB, the Hoover stab is not just a rave reference, it's a hook, a rhythmic accent, and a tension tool. Use it to answer the snare, leave space for the bass, and create that push-pull energy that makes a drop feel dangerous. Now go make three versions, one bright and ravey, one dark and narrow, and one built for fills and transitions. Put them in a loop with your drums and bass, and listen for which one makes the groove hit hardest. That's where the reedle pressure lives.